Time now for your comments. This is probably one of the most charming corrections we've received. Three alert listeners and TV watchers told us there was a small mistake in our obituary of talk show host Johnny Carson. We played a clip of Carson interviewing a woman who we thought made little sculptures out of potato chips. Wrong, says Angela Stockton of Claremont, Florida. She writes, I saw the potato chip lady on The Tonight Show. She did not make objet d'art, or art, out of potato chips. She worked in a potato chip factory and kept her eyes open as chips came down the conveyor belt. When she found one in an unusual shape, such as the Liberty Bell or Yogi Bear, she'd pick it off the belt and add it to her collection. On a meatier subject, Amy Bennett writes, I listened with disbelief to your interview with writer Fred Brock concerning his theory that people can retire on up to 50% less than common wisdom dictates. Taking into consideration that the median income in this country is approximately $40,000, the idea that he would blithely state that he is using a baseline of $100,000 is ridiculous. I think many of us would be happy to retire with an income of $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Who exactly is he speaking to? And our profile of pediatrician Mel Levine, author of the book All Kinds of Minds, brought this email from Russ Taylor of Redmond, Washington. As a social worker by training, he writes, I have been familiar with Levine's work for several years and was delighted to hear your feature about him. While I understand that his work must be subjected to further study and validation, his personalized and humanistic approach to children's learning styles is an inspiration. But Esther Minskoff, a special ed professor at James Madison University, writes, What a disservice your piece was to the many children with severe learning disabilities and ADHD who desperately need specialized treatment. Telling them to pay closer attention or study more will not help them overcome their problems. Just ask the many special education teachers who must meet the daunting challenge of teaching real students with learning disabilities. One more correction now in our story about Newt Gingrich's speech at Catholic University. One interviewee was incorrectly paraphrased. Father Richard John Newhouse was quoted as saying that previous popes have invoked papal infallibility on the subject of abortion. That is not true. As Troy Lovell of Valrico, Florida writes, in fact, since the Middle Ages, papal infallibility has only been invoked twice, in the 19th century to affirm the Immaculate Conception, and in the 20th century to affirm church teaching regarding the Assumption of Mary into heaven. Finally, this follow-up. In a ceremony today, the family members of U.S. Marine Corporal Bin Lay will receive his U.S. citizenship posthumously. As we reported last month, Lay was killed in a truck bomb explosion during his second tour of duty in Iraq. The 20-year-old corporal was born in Vietnam and immigrated to America when he was six. He joined the Marine Corps just after high school. He was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Thanks, as always, for your comments. If you write us, please tell us how to pronounce your name and where you live. Our email address is morning@npr.org. And this is NPR News.